From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Today I want to share with you a few thoughts about a great evacuation. We read about this evacuation in the book of 1 Samuel. And in 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 6 we read this. And Saul said unto the Kenites, Go, depart. Get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For ye showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they come up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. Saul is about to destroy the Amalekites. But before he commands his soldiers to invade the territory of the Amalekites and bring destruction upon these people, he did something that we could easily read over in haste. It was a kind and a gracious action that we can derive great benefit from. Indeed, there is what we would call gospel application here. He told the Kenites to evacuate. He said, go depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, because the Kenites were a different people and they were living amongst the Amalekites And Saul did not want to destroy the Kenites with the Amalekites, and therefore he issued this forewarning. Depart, he said, evacuate, because destruction and disaster is coming upon this community. In times of danger, evacuations are important. If the fire alarm sounds, the building would need to be evacuated. Last year, on the news, we saw the evacuation of Kabul and what panic there was as so many people tried to get out of that city before the Taliban arrived. Earlier this year, we witnessed the evacuation of Ukraine. Thousands of people, tens of thousands, women and children, looking to get out of a land that was being ravaged with war. At times we've seen people evacuate their communities because of forest fire, because of impending floods, because of a volcano that's about to erupt. Whenever there's danger, it is important that the alarm be sounded and that people are given the opportunity to move to safety. And I just want to think about that thought in relation to the gospel. In the first place, let's think about the approaching judgment. Saul commanded 200,000 soldiers. He was bringing the full weight of his army upon Amalek. But why? Amalek was being judged for their sins. This was judgment day for Amalek. You see, when the children of Israel were passing through the wilderness, they were attacked by the Amalekites. And the children of Israel were 2.5 million people, and there were many women and many children, and the Amalekites, they didn't care who they killed or who they slaughtered, they were out to massacre the children of Israel. And Moses prayed and he lifted up his arms, and Joshua led the army, and they won a great victory that day against the Amalekites. And in Exodus 17 and verse 14, we read, "The Lord told Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, and I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven." So God was intent on wiping out the remembrance of Amalek because of their sin in the wilderness. Now the centuries slipped past. One generation of the Amalekites died, another generation arrived, and so the decades, even the centuries, slipped by. But now judgment day has come. What was happening to Amalek on this momentous day when Saul's soldiers would come down upon this nation is a mini portrait of the world. God has decreed it that judgment day will come to the world. Judgment day will come to mankind. The mills of God grind slow, we are told, but they grind very, very small. And though the centuries and the millennia may pass by, yet the judgment day will one day arrive. Saul commanded a vast army. Christ will command an even greater army. He will come with 10,000 of his saints. And those that are not prepared for Christ in that day, they will be lost and doomed and damned. And that day will strike terror into every unbelieving heart. Amalek had committed great wrongs. God does not forget the wrongs that man has committed. The wrongs that have not been repented of. The wrongs that have not been put beneath the blood of Jesus Christ. Just think about the wrongs of humanity, the sin of humanity, the horrors of the Holocaust, Pol Pot and his killing fields, Stalin and his purges, the warmongers in history, the genocides, the murders, the acts of inhumanity, the abuse, the abortions, the slaughter of the innocents, the moral darkness of this world, the godlessness of this world. This world is facing the judgment day, and one day that moment is going to arrive. But among the Amalekites were a decent family, the Kenites. Now they were in the wrong place with the wrong companions, and they were going to suffer as the hammer fell. Just because they were a decent family doesn't mean that they weren't going to be judged with the Amalekites. They were. Unless they escaped, they were going to face the wrath also. And you may consider yourself a decent person, but you're still part of the social and moral fabric of this evil world. And unless you escape from the wrath to come, unless you turn to Christ, you too will suffer when the Lord returns. And that's why you need to be prepared, and you need to evacuate the spirit of this world today. And then let us look at the gracious appeal. Saul could have exterminated the Kenites. He could have. but he reflected upon their history. They came from the family of Moses. Moses' wife's people were Kenites, and Moses' father-in-law, Jethro, who was a Kenite, was a great help to Moses and an encouragement to Moses and gave Moses good advice. Hobab, Moses' brother-in-law, was also a Kenite, and he became a guide to the children of Israel as they travelled through the wilderness, because the Kenites were a wilderness people and they knew their rugged territory. And we are told in 1 Chronicles 2 in the verse 55 that some of the Kenites, they came with the children of Israel, and they dwelt amongst the children of Israel, and they made the journey to the promised land with the children of Israel, because Moses had actually appealed to them. Come thou with us, come on this journey, he said, and we will do you good. Saul did not forget the kindness of the Kenites, and therefore he gave them an opportunity to repent. It was an act of grace. God in love and kindness gives you an opportunity to escape the wrath to come. The Bible is a warning. Everything the Bible has said would happen has happened. And everything that it said would happen has happened. Therefore, what the Bible has said is yet to be will happen also. The Bible said Christ would come, and he came. He would be born of a virgin. He would be born in Bethlehem. He would die on a cross. He would rise again. The Bible tells us all of that. All of these things happened. And therefore, the fact that he is going to come again, that is also going to happen. The scriptures are a warning. Christ is a warning. The fact that he rose again from the dead is a warning. The gospel is a warning. How shall we escape, we are told, if we neglect so great salvation? This broadcast is a warning to you to flee from the wrath that is to come, to turn from your sin and come to Jesus Christ. And then we have the wise removal. The Kenites wisely evacuated. They left the condemned race behind. They left the Amalekites behind to their doom. This world is condemned. The Bible says those that do not believe are condemned. He that believeth not is condemned already. If you refuse to believe, you're a condemned man, you're a condemned woman. The Kenites realized they were living in a condemned place, and therefore they escaped. They weren't going to be saved merely because of their long associations with Israel. You may have associations with God's people and with Christian people and with church, and you may know the scriptures. None of those things will save you. You need to repent yourself and turn from your sin. It'll be the wisest thing you could ever do, is leave the condemnation behind. Realize that your sin was condemned with Jesus Christ on that cross. He took your sins upon his own body and he died for you. Give your life to him and love him, because he loves you more than you ever will realize. Escape the place of wrath. Come to the place of life. I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the scriptures and let the Bible speak.